Mars is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll take a sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome in into Monday, November 20th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Did you have a good weekend? We did. We had an absolute blast of a weekend. Got to sleep in a little bit on Saturday morning. And then we packed up Mr. Snoop, Miss Vicky, our bathing suits. No, we didn't go to Florida. We drove downstate on Saturday, got to the hotel there in Troy with Mr. Snoop, of course. We have to use pet-friendly hotels, which, by the way, more and more of them are accepting of animals. They're realizing that they're not necessarily as bad as even kids. Man, the things the kids were doing down there to pool were unbelievable. Hot tub that was hot, was able to relax the shoulders and the neck, got great sleep on Saturday after visiting the fifth great granddaughter. Yep, Vicky and I have another GGB, great grandbaby in the family. We call her Emmy, Amelia. With an E. Ashley always spells things screwy, our granddaughter. So we went down and seen little Emmy for the first time. And man, Vicky was just glowing. She was squeaking. So happy to see the great grandbaby number 5. Sunday got up, started church service there in Berkeley at 10 o'clock. I stepped out at 10:50, connected Pastor Chatfield's church into the studio with my laptop operating on its battery, Skyped into the studio, connected them into the studio, and was able to go back and finish watching the baptism of little Emmy. She did so good. They put water on her head, on her forehead, and she didn't scream, she didn't yell, she didn't do nothing. She just was a really good, good girl. Great baby. Had a great time seeing everybody. Many hadn't seen me since we've lost over 80 pounds together working with Missy. Vicky's lost 40. And they're like, who is this guy? That made me feel really good. Got back in the car and then we drove to Frankenmuth, Michigan. Went to the annual trip to Bronner's, got our bulbs for this year, and went into the bar at Zender's. And we had fried chicken, mashed potatoes, stuffing. with gravy. Vicky even had some bread with her jelly on it that she loves. Their coleslaw is phenomenal. Their coleslaw is unbelievable. Sour cream, little horseradish, red onions. Those are the keys to her coleslaw there at Zender's. So, yes, great time, great weekend. Came home, got to watch the Lions come back. They got their butt kicked that entire game. The quarterback off threw three interceptions plus a fumble, four turnovers. Deserved to lose the game, but came back with 4 minutes left, two touchdowns and a safety. Great way to end Sunday night. Got a great show lined up for you today. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I am a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly for disaster relief. I have led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how could I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, U.S. Senate. Paid for Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of our number one. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. Want to mention tonight is the last constitutional training for the year with the groups Stand Up Michigan, Sheboygan, and Presque Isle counties. These video trainings have been put together by Chris Ann Hall. Great information. Well, tonight at the Sheboygan Public Library, 6:30 p.m. is the last constitutional training for the year. So if you want to attend the last one today, tonight, 6:30 at the Sheboygan Public Library. Then they're going to have a meeting after Thanksgiving, Thursday, November 30th at 6:30. It's going to be at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Onaway. So we are excited to make sure that you get to these meetings, get informed, engaged, educated, especially when it comes to the Constitution. The upcoming Crash Course Training Workshop is closed out. Registration is closed. We had a great response. We're going to have over 60 people attend if everybody shows who bought a ticket. Now, there are a couple of tickets available. Four seats, I believe, are open for the Sheboygan County Republican Party. Four tickets that they bought. And also, Presque Isle County Republican Party, they bought and prepaid 20 seats. Now, the way this is going to work, ideally, these tickets are reserved for young people. However, if you have a high schooler, maybe perhaps they're not driving yet, or even a middle schooler, contact Rick Selva, the chair of the Sheboygan County Republican Party, and Darren Darga. He's the treasurer for the Presque Isle County Republican Party. If you have young people that you think need this training, need to be educated, and you would like to be educated as well, you're going to bring them because they don't drive yet, contact those two people and they'll put you on the list. Again, four seats available for young people with Sheboygan County and 20 seats available through the Presque Isle County. Now, I know a couple of the seats have been spoken for already in Presque Isle. So if you live in Sheboygan, text me Rick. And if you live in Presque Isle County, text me Darren. D-A-R-R-I-N. And I'll text you their contact phone number. You can call, leave a message, and they'll put you on the list. And if everybody shows up, yes, north of 60 people. We're excited. This is going to be fun. The books have been ordered. The guides have been ordered. The full-size state constitutions have been picked up. I got those from State Representative Neil Friske. So we're excited. That's going to be a great class Saturday, December 2nd. Doors are going to open up at 9:30. There's a little side door to the north end of the store. Between the donut shop and the main store door entry to Jay's Sporting Goods. Headwaters Conference Room. So, here is the main point of all this. Of course, we're taking off Thursday for Thanksgiving to be thankful for our country and all the blessings that we have. We have Jerry Stewart's Thanksgiving Day show lined up for you. We will be with family on Thanksgiving, be watching the Lions playing the Green Bay Packers at home. Coming off that comeback victory yesterday afternoon, actually. I said last night. No, 1-4 yesterday, Randy. You were driving home from Frankenmuth. This is the part that's going to get interesting. There are certain people thinking that they can try to undo the will of the people, undoing the will of the voter. A handful of radical people pushing an agenda that they think elected officials are not listening to them, and that these elected officials are standing up and pushing back from their progressive, liberal, socialist, communist agenda. What am I talking about? Onaway School Board. One of the daughters of one of the board members, a very radical progressive, allegedly has gone out and gotten signatures to recall the elected school board members, who, by the way, won their election overwhelmingly by huge numbers. One of them they're trying to recall, Erin Chasky, she got the most votes of anybody, along with Jimmy Rieger and Lori Kowalski and John Palmer. Handful of signatures that are going to be reviewed and challenged, looking at the evidence that has been alleged against them to justify a recall election. I'm predicting this will be a complete waste of everybody's time and money, by the way. Once they get through the evidentiary hearing and they find out whether or not they can in fact do this, we shall see. Have no idea. But because these four duly elected school board members have been pushing back on this very liberal, woke agenda that's been allowed to go on in that school district for decades, well, they're kind of standing up and pushing back a little bit, and these people don't like it. I have a couple of questions. First of all, are the signatures valid? Is the language valid? Based on what they allege in the language of the petition, was it true? The recall hasn't been approved yet. I understand that. And they're going to have a hearing, so we'll see what happens. But the point is this. These people got elected overwhelmingly by the community. Why? Because they wanted change. They wanted a new direction for the school board. So we shall see. This is a process that we will go through. We will see. We'll report on it as the information comes in. But the point is this. The community wanted a change, and they voted for it. They voted for it overwhelmingly. And it's a handful of people. You have to understand, folks, this is a handful of people that show up every meeting thinking that they are the voice of the people of Onaway. Well, if the evidence is accurate against these school board members, if it's alleged certain things happened or didn't happen, whatever, we'll find out. Then we will check the signatures and see if they're valid, whether they're actually registered voters or not in the school district. And if it triggers a recall election, so be it. Bring it. We'll have the school board members on to defend themselves, to answer these allegations, and then there'll be a vote. Let's see what the vote turns out to be. I think, personally, this is a complete waste of time, money, resources, and effort. I got a text message. Somebody in the district says, it is the overwhelmingly rejected board member's daughter that's doing this. The people are pissed. Interesting. Interesting. Because one of the things you have to understand is the voters voted for a school board member to replace a previously elected school board member overwhelmingly. Because these same group of people put pressure on one of the newly elected school board members, threatened her to lose her job, she couldn't take her seat. And who got appointed? The very person, Annette Porter, that lost her election, got appointed to that seat by the ISD, Intermediate School District Board. Many of them progressive, socialist, communist, part of this woke agenda. Well, it's her daughter that is behind the signatures for the recall. The very person that lost her election only got appointed to the seat because this same group of people put pressure on the duly elected person to serve. Do you see what's happening here, folks? They are so upset that these new school board members are putting a stop to all the insanity going on in that school district. And now they've come up with allegations that supposedly enough people believed and signed a recall petition, which all of this, again, this is putting the horse before the cart, to quote somebody who texted into the show. I understand. I know fully well what's going on. I've had conversations with people over the weekend, even while I was downstate trying to have fun with the family. Had conversations. I understand everything that's going on. So we shall see. We'll see where this goes. We'll follow the story. We'll report on it and let you know. But you see what happens when concerned parents step up and start working to make positive changes for the school and the kids. How desperately these woke agenda-driven people are. Why? Because they lost their power. It's that simple. It's that simple. So we shall see. We'll see. We will follow it. You will hear about it. Yet, stop sending me videos and screenshots of social media. I don't care about any of this. Care about the facts and the will of the people. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News.